Welcome back to part two on trying to make the best Long Island iced tea at home. We have a couple different things that we can do to fix it. Hey, the color looks good. Oh my gosh, that is so good. Okay, so this is like the front runner right now. Wow, it is really good. It tastes like a tea. It tastes like what a Long Island is supposed to be, and it tastes like a good one. So I'm very excited about this, but I am going to remake it again, and I'm just going to put the simple syrup in it and see the difference, see if I like it better or worse without it, but I'm definitely keeping less sweet and sour mix in it. Okay, let's go see. That's really good too. That's really good too. Okay, so I think I like the first one better personally because I am not a fan of super sweet drinks. This isn't super sweet, but I just like stronger tasting drinks. So personally, I think I'm gonna make it without the simple syrup in it, but I would use this recipe with the simple syrup for somebody who didn't want such a strong drink. But I think I found the recipe that I like. Yay! All right, since I found the recipe that I like, I'm going to make myself a drink. Perfect.